Childhood imagination is a $65 billion industry globally. But the most powerful stories aren't about merchandising. They're about those magical moments when reality bends just enough to let wonder slip through.
Tell me more about what sparked your interest in this particular tale of imagination.
Well, it's this remarkable story about two sisters, where a golden cloud literally descends from the sky and carries away the younger one, Clara, while she's napping in the tall grass. The author, R.M. Kirshner, crafts this moment with such delicate precision that you can almost feel the shimmer in the air.
That's quite the inciting incident. How does the older sister handle this supernatural kidnapping?
The brilliant part is how Eliana, the older sister, receives this mystical silver note that transforms her rescue mission into what literary critics might call a hero's journey, complete with trials that test both her wit and her heart.
You know what fascinates me? The way this story seems to blend classic fairy tale elements with modern emotional intelligence.
Exactly like when Eliana encounters this rainbow bridge where she has to solve the riddle. What grows bigger the more you share it? It's reminiscent of traditional folklore, but with this contemporary focus on emotional growth rather than just clever wordplay.
That's such thoughtful storytelling. How does the author maintain the tension throughout these challenges?
Through this brilliantly structured sequence of magical realms, the Whispering Wind Maze, the Starberry Orchard, and my personal favorite, the Cloud Circus of Dreams. Each location builds on the previous one's emotional stakes while adding new layers of wonder.
The imagery sounds absolutely enchanting. What makes the Cloud Circus stand out to you?
Well, it's this perfect metaphor for authenticity Eliana has to perform what they call a true act from the heart. And instead of trying to put on some grand show, she simply expresses her love for her sister through dance. The moment she becomes genuine, she literally begins to float.
That's such a powerful message about staying true to yourself. How does the author bring all these elements together for the resolution?
The climax happens at this moon mirror lake, where, like in classic mythology, the reflection shows deeper truths. But here's what's fascinating. When the sisters finally reunite, they're given this choice between staying in this magical realm forever or returning home.
So what makes them choose one over the other?
You know, that's where Kirshner really shines, because the choice isn't about magic versus reality. It's about understanding that the most extraordinary magic lies in their connection to each other. The final note they receive reads, "A wish made with love will always find its way," which literary scholars might argue is a beautiful commentary on the power of familial bonds.
Looking at the broader impact, where do you see this book fitting into contemporary children's literature?
Well, in a market saturated with action-driven narratives, this story stands out by prioritizing emotional intelligence and personal growth. It's part of a growing trend in children's literature that respects young readers' ability to grapple with complex emotional concepts.
That's a fascinating observation about the evolution of children's literature. Any final thoughts on the story's lasting impact?
The genius of this tale lies in how it uses fantasy, not as an escape, but as a lens to examine real human connections. In today's digital age, where kids are increasingly disconnected, stories like this remind us that the most magical adventures often lead us right back to the people we love.